Anyway, this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick Delta India Charlie Kilo, and we're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are streaming live via the internet on the TuneIn and Broadcastify apps. That's TuneIn and Broadcastify. You can, if you're out and about and want to listen to us there, please feel free to do so. It's a free service, Broadcastify and TuneIn. And so, anyway, we have been a little busy yesterday, last night, and this morning, working a few shifts. And of course, right now is probably the best time to work them, and I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours. but there are a few that have gotten away from me. I don't have the short skip today, so I'm not able to work some of the close-in stations today. Last night I got lucky and worked into Arkansas, but today can't seem to hear South Texas, so that's always a bummer, but I always do like to talk to those guys down there when I can. So, anyway, let's get this soiree underway here with a brand spanking new sheet of paper. Let's take some check-ins. Looking for Coast Guard veterans.
November, Oscar 4, Mike Mike.
KB2NBY.
November, Oscar 4, Mike Mike.
November, Bravo Yankee.
Okay, here we go. Got November Oscar for Mike Mike. KB2MBY, KB1JDY, NM3G, KJ4UGE. November 4, November Mike Foxtrot. Who else? W2EUU. Who else?
Kilo 4, Mike Oscar Echo.
Whiskey
4, Golf Mike India.
Whiskey Delta in November.
Whiskey 4, Golf Mike India. And Whiskey Delta 3, November. November, K4MOE, are you mobile?
Roger, roger, sitting in the driveway.
Sitting in the driveway. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get you in here. I don't have Christy and company showing up yet on the login, but are you getting ready to head out to the West Coast, over? Are you there, Tom? I missed that part. Try again, over.
Yeah, roger on that, Nick.
All right, well, should be getting ready to head out west fairly soon. You're in and out with the QSB. But I did want to acknowledge you, and since you're mobile, get you in here first, just in case Christy and company are listening out there. But you are nice and weak today, over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I'm in the back. We're looking at the motorhome right now until the 11th, then we're going to start making our way west, over.
All right, you came up that time. When are you going to start out west? All right, next Wednesday. All right, well, you have safe travels, and hopefully we'll hear from you somewhere along the way and be able to check in on your progress. Over.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be trying all the way across. We're trying to take a week to do it. We've got two vehicles going the same way, so it's going to be a difficult trip. But, yeah, we're going to try every Saturday to get a hold of you there. Over.
All right, sir. Well, thanks for checking in with us today. You have a safe trip. And bon voyage, as they say, somewhere in the, I think that's on a cruise ship, isn't it?
73 Semper Paratus to you, K4MOE, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. November Oscar 4, Mike.
Yeah, W5GDT from NO4MM and the rest of the group. Things are going pretty good here. We've been getting hammered with the rain, thunder and lightning pretty much every day in the afternoon. Really bad thunderstorm. So I haven't been able to do much radio after lunch. And I'll do the evening. But the grass is green. That's one thing for sure. Other than that, still going over to water therapy for my back, but just coming along. I'm just trying to take it easy so I don't re-hurt it, but that's how it's going, Dick. Go ahead.
Roger that. Well, stay safe from all those storms. I know it. You guys were in a drought down there for the longest period of time, from what I understand. So it's good to hear that you're getting some rain, at least now. So not too shabby. Take care of your back, and you take care and have a safe weekend down there. Over.
Yes, sir. Will do. You as well. Thanks for everything you do. And I'll catch you next weekend. W5CDC from NO4MM. 73s for now, Dick.
All right, Bob. 73s and Semper Paratus to you. KB2NBY.
W5CDC. KB2NBY. In beautiful Davenport, New York, where it's raining real good. Lots of rain. The rivers and creeks are up at the rim of the... Yeah, it's about ready to take go over the... Yeah, we're not in the flooding stage yet, but it's thinking about it, you know? Other than that, Dick, just had to check in. It's been a while. Hopefully you've been healthy, wealthy, and I know you're staying wise, so... with that, Semper Paratus, W5CGC, 66 degrees in Davenport, New York, KB2NBY, anyway.
All right, Ken, very good. Well, I hope that doesn't flood up there. That would not be a fun thing to do, especially if it's a little too close to the house. So we'll say 73s and stay safe. Semper Paratus to you, and thanks for checking in. KB2NBY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. KB1JDY, over.
W5CGC, KB1JDY. Hello, Dick and everybody on the net. George from Woodstock, Connecticut. 73 degrees, Dick, and boy, I've been hearing you working those stations for the Battleship Museum there. Last night you were bombing in. I heard you get the Nautilus there, and like you, it's hard for me to get them, like it's hard for you to get the Texas Dick.
Yeah, George, you got, everybody has the same problem when the short skip doesn't come in. You've got a bunch of them up in New England that I'm sure are going to be a challenge unless they go to a lower frequency. I've noticed this morning that a bunch of them were working on 40 meters. I don't really have a good 40-meter antenna right now, and the one that I do have, all I hear on it is static. I think I did manage to work one or two last night on 40, but it was a tough go. Been having most of my luck on 20 meters, although I've actually even worked one on 17, I think one on 15, but hey. We got a few of them in the bank. I'm not too unhappy with how we're doing here, but yeah, these 2 hours we're going to be watching a bunch of potential victims come through on the cluster. I just actually turned it off so I didn't have to look at it. That way I won't be up sad and happy that I'm missing a rare one. Over.
Roger, Dick. Yeah. The Nautilus on 40 there, so that was good. And just before getting on here, the Hunley was on. I got the Hunley. Did you ever get him?
Yeah, boy, I tell you, talk about a strange operation. Man, they were all over the place, and they were there, then they weren't, but I managed to get them just before coming on the net. Over.
Roger, roger. Same here. Very good, Dick. All right, 7-3, Semper Gratus. Thanks for picking me up.
Hey, have fun out there, and get a bunch of ships. Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee. We'll see you in the pileup. 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. November, Mexico, 3, Germany.
Whiskey Delta 2, Echo Romeo Bravo.
Boy, Richard, you are very light. I heard you say something about your amplifier. Did your amplifier go kabloom over? Boy. Well, hey, I got to give you a buzzard report because I was just absolutely astounded. I think it was Wednesday afternoon. I'm sitting there minding my own business. And look up, and lo and behold, there is a peach fuzzy baby buzzard hanging around my back deck. Where he came from, I have no idea. I have not seen a nest. I haven't seen any signs of the little critter. He managed to get a shower from me because I was trying to get him to skadoodle off the deck. And he got a nice shower, and he went and stood in the bushes, and I don't know what happened to him after that. I haven't seen him since. So I think Mom and Pop probably ushered him somewhere where he would be a little drier. But we got a baby buzzard out there somewhere. Captain Pepper is doing just fine. Hope you got part of that. NM3G, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. You came up on that transmission, so have a good weekend. Kilowatt Juliet 4, Uniform Golf Echo. Light copy from that part of the world today, right now anyway. That's why I think I had some troubles with a couple of those ships. I managed to get them in the logbook, but ooh, it was a rough go of it. Good to have you on board today, Mr. Bob. I hope you and Captain Helland are doing well. Over. Roger, roger. Well, it's they had a tough go of getting started, but I think they finally got into the rhythm of things, and they're working a few stations now. So good luck for them. Over. Roger, roger, Bob. Well, you're fading out on me, so we'll say 7-3s. And I know I've read the story of the Hunley, and it's an interesting thing that they're doing there with it, and have it basically restored there in the Charleston area. Take care. We'll look for you next week. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Golf Echo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. November 4, November Mike Foxtrot. I've heard you in the pileups.
Yeah, Whiskey 5 Charlie, Golf Charlie. November 4, November Mike Foxtrot. Hey, good morning there, Dick. Yeah, I've heard you as well. So, I have to make a lot of contacts. actually got a hold of the Midway last night on 15 meters.
Barry, 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and good luck out there today chasing around the museum ships. Yeah, to answer your question, yeah, last year I came in, I believe, number three or a tie for number three. A couple years back before COVID, I ended up at the top dog on the event, so I was pretty proud of that. But it gets tougher every year. More and more people are involved in activating the ships, and also more and more people are involved in working them, so it becomes quite a challenge. I'm just happy when I can end up with enough to get a certificate these days. Take care. N4NMF W5 Charlie Golf Charlie 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey 2 Echo United, I know you want to get in here, check in, and get the heck out and go get some boats. Over. W2EUU, you there, Bob? I think Bob went to chase another ship.
RBO, bud.
WR9W.
This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Not part of the museum ship event. W2EUU, Mr. Bob? Okay, I'll have to give him, you know what, later on for hit and run. Usually he must have seen one on the packet cluster that he hadn't worked yet, so he's gone to work it. Let's see here, Whiskey 4, Golf Mike India. Whiskey 4, Golf Mike India. Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Boy, Dennis, right now I've got static crashes. Must be some thunderstorm activity somewhere that's causing some static. And your signal's not very strong, but I want to acknowledge you and say thanks for being there. I hope you have a good weekend up there. Over. All right. right, Dennis. Boy, I tell you what, conditions all of a sudden, it's been pretty open. The band was open last night and earlier today, but right now it's being a little bit cranky with me for the stations back east. Take care. We'll look for you later. Whiskey Delta 3 November, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Sierra Golf.
And 4, RBL, bye.
Hey, let's see. That was a little, Kilo Oscar 4. What's the rest of it?
Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Sierra Golf.
Oscar Sierra Golf. I got November 4, Radio Bravo Lima. Any other Coast Guard veterans out there wishing to check into the Coast Guard net? I've got Whiskey Zero, Echo, November, Echo. Any other Coast Guard vets? All right, let me work a couple more of these. Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Sierra Golf. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I may have misunderstood. I am not a veteran. Are you only taking check-in for veterans?
No. We'll take check-ins from anybody, but glad to have you on board. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly event here on 14327 at this time of day, and I welcome you in. You're a good, solid 5-9 copy. Over.
Roger, copy the 5-9. You're also 5-9 here in Georgia.
Well, thank you for the 5-9 in Georgia. We're located in Southlake, Texas, which is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and hope you have a good day. Over.
Good luck out there. KQ4 OSG clear.
Roger, 7-3, November 4, Radio Bravo Lima.
Yeah, good morning, Dick, and everybody on the net. And 4 RBL back to you. I kind of snuck in between there, so my apologies. I had some medical issues last week there, so. Not feeling all that well, but hopefully that will pass. So other than that, the band looks like it's, moving to the not-so-great side. So that being said, thanks for picking me up and logging me in. And I appreciate you being there. So N4RBL will be QRT when you're on your final there, Dick. There, go ahead.
All right, N4RBL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Well, goodness gracious, Joe. Well, I hope whatever that problem was, you got a big Band-Aid on it, and hopefully it's getting better. Over.
Yeah, well, what happens is I've been on a controlled substance prescription for about 10 years. I'm trying to work off it, so my body doesn't kind of like it too much, and I only get between 2 or 3 hours worth of sleep every night there, so I'm trying to shake the idea of having to take too many pills. So, but thank God that the pills are out there and keeping me on the right side of the grass there. Go ahead.
Roger. Well, we wish you the best there. Hope you get to feeling better soon, and good luck with that process. I know. And it is a process. So thanks for checking in with me today. By the way, my sister headed out yesterday. She's headed down to Gulfport, Alabama for a week of vacation. So she left in the rain, and as far as I know, she's been driving in the rain all the way down there. Over.
Yeah, okay, Dick. Real good. Really a solid... over 9 here at my station in Coldham County, Kentucky, Goshen, as a matter of fact. So we're about 17 miles from downtown Louisville. I was going to ask you, does she live in Shively there, correct?
No, she lives in South Louisville, just south of Iroquois Park. I'm sorry, you faded out on me, Joe. Try again.
Yeah, okay. I say he lives down by
Okay, yeah, you're fading out. Well, I tell you what, this band is going away pretty quickly here again today. Seems like every Saturday we get this. We'll say 7-3s to you, and I think you heard me mention she lives just south of Iroquois Park off of St. Andrews Church Road, so right there in the south end of Louisville. Take care. We'll look for you next week. N4RBL, W5 Charlie Goff. Charlie, 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Hope you're feeling better. Turning our attention to Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo. Man, I hope I can hear you. Over.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo. How do you copy, Dick?
Right now I copy your Q5, but man, I tell you what, the band is really fussing with us again today. Over.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'm running about 500 watts, so that's the best I can do. I just want to let you know that WA4MZS, Ed, is kind of down for the count for a moment. He fell here last week or the week before in the kitchen and cracked his pelvis, and he's been in and out of a lot of pain here, getting better. Got his daughter there looking after him, and
well, I kind of wondered. I hadn't heard from him in a couple of weeks, and I'm sorry to hear about that. Doggone it. You be sure and let him know that I'm wishing him all the best to get everything all healed and patched back up and be able to get back up on the net, and always miss him checking in. And always love hearing about his cross stitch project. Over.
Roger, me too. Yeah, he called me yesterday and told me he kind of been out of the loop for a couple of weeks. And I guess they had him in the emergency room twice with it, so he's ready to be over that real quick, I think. Anyway, Roxy's doing fine. Things are doing fine over here. Been getting some rain, and that's helped a lot. Sunshine in today, and temperatures up around 86. So, let's say 73. Thanks for letting us in, and we'll catch up with you later. Semper Paratus.
Roger, Roger. Thank you, sir. And give Roxy a great big pat on the head. The captain is, I think, underneath my feet. He's kind of, he's not. I think he's probably going to get bored here pretty soon because I've spent a lot of extra time in the Radio Shack yesterday and today, and will this afternoon as well. So he's probably not going to be too happy about that. He's got some pretty doggone bad allergies, and it's all I can do to keep him from scratching himself to pieces. I think I need to get him in and get him a shot. I can only give him a bath so many times. That helps for about as long as it takes for him to go back outside and take a you know what. So gotta watch the little fella. Anyway, W0ENE, you have a good weekend. We'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus. Over.
Well, I hope he gets better and solves his problem. This happens every year. Roxy's problem is not quite that bad. She has been scratching and never can find anything over the counter that really works for that. Eventually, I'll probably have to take her in and get a shot. 73, have a wonderful weekend, and work some more of those museum ships for me. I don't think I'll probably work too many this weekend. 73,
Semper Paratus,
and we'll catch up with you later.
Roger, Roger. Whiskey Zero, Echo, November Echo. Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5CGC, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, streaming live on the Internet via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November, and Broadcastify, which is another app that has a bunch of repeaters and police calls and fire calls and all that good stuff on it. It's a pretty good app. It's pretty good quality audio on there, and there are no advertisements. So that's just a little hint for you. Let's listen for additional Coast Guard veterans now looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 6, Kilo Mexico.
I got Whiskey 6, Kilo Mexico. Who else? I tell you what, it's pretty rough out there right now. Try again. Okay, Whiskey 6 Kilo Mexico, how copy, over.
Got very poor copy, Dick. I couldn't even when you started out at 8 o'clock local time, I couldn't even copy you then. But it's come back a little bit, so I don't know how long I owe that. Everything's fine here on the West Coast, and
Roger, Roger. We've had quite a bit of rain. Looks like it's clouding up again, and they're forecasting possible severe storms for us here later today and overnight. So it just seems like we're in that pattern right now. Over.
Yeah, it's that time of the year, I guess. Okay, the acceptable flowers to you and anyone who can hear me. 7-3 till next week. The Whiskey 6 Kilo Night.
Roger, Roger, W6KM, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans.
Kilowatt Mike 4, Kilowatt Bravo.
Did I hear NJ2BB? All right, very good. Not too strong right now. Band conditions have really gone south. November, Juliet 2, Bravo, Bravo. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Thanks a bunch for running the museum ship event again this year. Always have a lot of fun in it. Always have to take a break for the Coast Guard net, though. And that hurts me deeply when I see one or two go across the screen I haven't worked yet. And I'm seeing some right now. Over. I'm sorry, say again? You're just a little bit weak in here today. Over. Oh, my call sign, Whiskey 5, Coast Guard Club, W5CGC. Over. Whiskey 5, Coast Guard Club. Coast Guard Club, W5 Charlie, Golf Charlie, over. All right, sir, have fun out there today. Again, thanks for putting the event on. 7-3, Semper Paratus. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on 14327, looking for Coast Guard veterans. Once again, Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilowatt Mike 4,
Kilowatt
Bravo.
Kilowatt Mike 4, Kilowatt Bravo.
Roger, Roger.
Kilowatt Mike 4, Kilowatt Bravo. Thank you very much. Let's see. Boy, I got Charles down in Georgia. Good to have you on board. Coast Guard 52 to 56. Nice to see you again there, Charles. Over.
Well, nice to be seen but not viewed, as they say. I heard you on giving light tip zero on a while ago, but I can't give anybody today. The band is so bad. And everybody else evidently is running. I'm looking for a few, but I can't get anybody to answer me.
Yeah, it's pretty tough out there right now. Nobody's signal coming into me right at the moment is very strong, and got a lot of noise in the atmosphere as well. So I know these ships sometimes are in very noisy environments, and sometimes it's really hard to get through to them. But we'll continue to work with that this afternoon. I'm seeing a bunch of them coming across right now that I should be able to work, but unfortunately, I'm busy here at the moment. So they'll hopefully some of them will still be around later. Over.
Roger, is the Ingham on?
Negative. The Ingham did not participate this year, and I'm not exactly sure why. Last year, I talked with them. Even though they were on the list, they really didn't participate. They just don't have the number of operators down there that they need to do it. And then there's the big QSL issue after it's over, I think they just decided just not to participate this year. Over.
Well, I'm still waiting. I need to get them. That was my first ship out there. I did get on, I got the Taney back in 2016, so that's been a long time ago.
Well, yeah, they're not active right at the moment. I think there's a little bit of interest stirring around out there of trying to get back in contact with the folks that run the museum there in Baltimore and try to see if they can't work something out with them. They had it all set up to go, even got a call sign for the group, and unfortunately the management team all quit or got fired or did something. Anyway, they all went away, and it's taken a while to get up to speed there. So don't know what might happen, but the ship itself is owned by the city of Baltimore now. And, you know, it makes it kind of interesting at times. Over.
Well, yeah, I understand. I've been kind of looking into it. I might fly down to Key West sometime late summer. I did get on when it was in Charleston, so... Other than that, we've got people listening.
Roger, roger. Well, that's a nice trip down there. They've really got the whole setup really working well, and the ship looks mighty fine. They've got quite the historical exhibit on board, and also I believe in a building next door. So if you can get down there and give them a tour, it is well worth it. There are other things to do in Key West as well, so it's not like it's just a one-event trip. Anyway, we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and thanks very much for being there. Hope you have better luck this afternoon. Over.
I'll do that. Okay, we'll say 7-3, and I'll be listening for a while.
All right, sir. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff Charlie, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. On the air to provide a meeting place for those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's a weekly net here on 14300, starts at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra, come on down. Yeah, very good, Bill. It's a rough copy on everybody today. I had you in here at a fairly decent signal strength, and then the bands want to make QSB out of everybody. So hope you're doing well up there in New Hampshire, and hope it's a nice day for you. Over.
It's actually a rainy day. It's in the
Roger, on a rainy day, but warm. That's kind of nice. At least if you got a porch, you maybe can sit out on it and enjoy the pitter-patter of the rain. But got you checked in. We'll say hello to Gus if he checks in from out in Hawaii later on. Hope you have a good weekend there, and we'll look for you next week. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus. And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans. Did I hear Whiskey 8 Charlie Golf Alpha? Well, you probably couldn't be any weaker than light beer, but hey, I got you in the logbook. Where are you? Roger in Ohio, and I've got the antenna pointed more or less in that direction. Hope you're doing well, Mike. We sure miss you down in Key West. They didn't even get on the list this year. Over.
Yeah, I talked to Bill on his birthday, and then I talked to him again, I don't know, about a week ago, and he said they just, nobody wants to spend the time to do it. Over.
Yeah, I know. That's unfortunate, but it's always fun to get them on the air. We haven't even gotten them on the net very often anymore. I haven't talked to Bill in months. It sounds like I've talked to a couple of the other fellas, but that's about it. Over. Roger, Roger. You doing okay up there in Ohio?
Oh, I got so many projects going on right now. I was hoping to be down in Key West sessions this week. And I was going to, you know, try and get some stuff done around here so I can get out of here, but it didn't happen. I got another project when the Jeep, I was out in Virginia, I went to Norfolk to visit my son. He's in the Navy out there. And when I got back, the critters had chewed up the wiring harness on the Jeep and made a nest in between the fan and the radiator. And when I started the thing, I didn't know it. And all that stuff went through the radiator, so I got a big nest there. And I'm trying to put a pickup truck back together, an old Ford pickup together, so I've been working on that. So right now, my main vehicle is my camper, over.
Roger, Roger. Well, it sounds to me like you've had your share of issues. I'm really sorry to hear about that. Hopefully, your luck will change to the positive side pretty soon, over.
I'm still looking at the grass from the green side, so it ain't all bad, I guess.
All right, sir. 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Good to have you on board. Good to chat with you again, and glad you're doing all right up there. Whiskey 8, Charlie Golf Alpha. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans. Ending in Bravo. Is that Kilo 4 India Bravo?
USL.
Kilo 4 India Bravo, welcome to the Coast Guard Net. Nice to have you on board. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, and good to have you, sir. Over.
USL, I am mobile, just outside of Tennessee. USL.
Mobile outside of in Tennessee. Very good, Art. Good to have you. I've got you in the logbook previously. Don't have your Coast Guard service in here. Did you serve in the Coast Guard? Roger, roger. Well, very good, sir. Well, thank you very much for stopping by today and checking in. Hope you're getting a chance to work some of the ships today. Over.
USF, yes, yeah. Just started out, and I thought I'd check out this mobile, see if it was getting out.
Well, you're making it to Dallas-Fort Worth, and you're about a, you're a Q5 copy. But only about an S3, but hey, nobody's really burning the meter off the radio today, so it's a another poor Saturday. Over.
USL, you are a solid 5-9, about 45 miles northeast of Nashville.
Wow, is it still raining over there?
Not at this time. It's not raining, but it's headed this way.
Roger, roger. Very good, sir. Well, thank you for stopping by. Drive carefully out there, and the mobile seems to be working good. Kilowatt 4, India Bravo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s.
7-3. Thank you for the keys, sir.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilo 1, November, Mike Fox.
Hotel X-ray.
Kilo 1, November, Mike Fox. And who was the hotel X-ray?
Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray.
Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. Stand by. Kilo 1, November, Mike Fox. That's a nice strong signal for a change.
Yeah, Dick, long time no hear. Finally was able to get down here today and say hello. So hopefully things have been going well with you. I had a little bout with some Bell's palsy, which I've gotten over, thank God. And I'm glad it wasn't the stroke that I thought I was having, but I'm doing well now. Over.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear it wasn't a stroke. And we've missed you on the CW net. I mean, you come in there and usually, you know, burn the ears off everybody with your code speed. Over.
Oh, well, sometimes I get a little carried away. That's the most fun for me is working CW again. Brings back a lot of memories. Over.
Absolutely. I've worked, I don't know, 4 or 5 museum ships today, maybe even more than that on CW, and it's always fun. I mean, there's a couple of these ships, that's all they work is CW, so you got to go down there and get them. Can't be a lazy operator up here on voice. Over.
Yeah, very good. Well, I didn't even realize today was the day for that, but I'll listen around. The band haven't been very good at all, and well, you ought to know that. But anyway, I'll give it a whirl and see what I can do. I should have some time today, and hopefully, what's the weather been down there? We're getting rain up here today, I guess.
Well, we're supposed to have storms here later this afternoon, and it's clouding up now. It was sunny when pretty much about half an hour ago, and it's now moved, the clouds have moved in pretty quickly, so hopefully they'll hold off. We can get some action in here after the net today. 7-3s to you, Dennis. Good to have you on board. Good to hear from you. We'll look for you on Thursday for the CW net as well. And yeah, conditions even on Thursdays, it isn't just Saturdays, even Thursdays have been pitiful. Over.
Yeah, so I've heard. I do get the emails, and just haven't been able to catch up with that either. So I'm going to give it a real try this week and see if I can get down here and listen to all you guys. Anyway, have a great day, Dick, and boy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Take care. Bye-bye. Semper Paratus.
You bet. A little dit-dit for you. K1 NMF, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. That's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to, oops, wait a minute. Good Lord, the computer is controlling my radio faster than I can switch it back. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, K1NMF, thank you, sir. Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform, Hotel X-Ray.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform, Hotel X-Ray. How are you doing, Dick?
Well, other than the operator error around here, it seems like we're doing pretty good, Neil. How are things over in Georgia?
Well, they're pretty bumpy in the airways. I'm going to hang out to you as long as I can, and wish, let me just cut it off and let people get through who can actually get through. So I wish the 7-3 and Semper Paratus, W5CGC, this is KO4UHX.
All right, sir, very good. Well, it's good to have you on board, and thank you very much for stopping by to say howdy. And sorry for the little oopsie there. We'll look for you next week. Over.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it. Hopefully, we get some good airways running. Again, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Hotel X-Ray.
All right, sir. 7-3 Semper Paratus. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Clear with Kilo Oscar 4. Kilo Oscar 4. Uniform Hotel X-Ray. I'm looking for additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net.
Kilo 5, Bravo, Bravo, Foxtrot.
Kilo 5, Bravo, Bravo, Foxtrot. Go ahead. Yeah, you got the interesting ground wave, Bob. I live right up the street from you here in Southlake, right up above, right on the south shore of Grapevine Lake. Over.
Yeah, we're in Colleyville, right down Whitechapel, the Pleasant Run, John McCain.
Roger that. Are you chasing the boats today? Roger, roger. Well, that sounds like it'll be hot enough then. Right now, it's hot and humid out there, but, you know, with the clouds moving in, I got a feeling we're going to be dodging a few thunderstorms later.
Yep, that's what I'm seeing also. I just thought I'd say hi. Don't want to take up too much of your time.
You bet, sir. Well, thanks for checking in with us. Come on back anytime. Kilowatt 5, Bravo, Bravo, Foxtrot. We're here every Saturday from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus, Kilo 5, Bravo, Bravo, Foxtrot. Out.
I got a case of the tongue tides here today. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. W2EUU, you just couldn't stick around. You had to go get another one, didn't you?
Yeah, I was too far down the list. I was getting behind. I figured, well, I'll come back and catch you later. How you doing, over?
Well, I'm getting further behind than you are, I tell you. But right now, the band is in terrible shape. You been able to get a couple while I've been busy here?
Only a couple, believe me. The band has really gone downhill, something terrible. It's starting to come back up a little bit. Your signal was way down. You know, I've been working this thing pretty hard, but not doing a whole lot. I only have 20 contacts right now. Over.
I've got a few. I think I might have around 26. You know, it's hard to. I don't have that log up right now, but I've been pretty happy with that. I just wish I didn't have to stop. I've seen a couple on there that I think I probably could have worked if I'd have had the if I'd have been able to peel away from the net to do it. I think I saw the USS Iowa come across here a while ago, and I don't know if you did. You happen to get them?
No, I went to them. I went where they were on the band, but I couldn't hear them. My location is such that I have a hard time right now with the West Coast and close in on the East Coast as far as 20 meters is concerned. They're trying to get the Yorktown and the Wisconsin, but they're going over the top of me or somewhere over.
Well, and I know, and that's you know, I've complained about the fact that I can't work the Texas Gulf Coast. I've seen, let's see, I guess just one down there. Well, no, two. I think the Alyssa has come up, and so has the Selma, which is a concrete hull World War One ship I've actually been out to. It's sunk out just not too far outside the harbor there in Galveston. And I've actually been there and seen it. It's an interesting phenomenon to see that concrete hull out there. But I can't work them, and I can't work Little Rock, Arkansas. I saw them up again today. I happened to catch one of them there last night when the band was open, short skip, and that was great. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, it's been the same for me too. I did work the Salem. But the Alyssa hasn't been down on 20 meters as far as I know. She's been up on 15, I think. But anyway, we're still trying. We're going to keep with it here till tomorrow and see what we do. Hope we can do better than we did last year. But I doubt it. At the rate the band is going, I don't think I'm going to make it. Over.
Well, I think you might be right about that. I don't know, you know, I've got other responsibilities that I've got to take care of in addition to the net, so we'll get in here and do it, work them when we can, but I got a feeling I'm going to miss a bunch of good ones here for the next hour or so.
Well, if the band doesn't improve, you're not going to miss anything, that's for sure. Anyway, let's say 7-3s, I'll go search some more, and hopefully we'll be in for the CW net this weekend, and also
I understand. Well, Whiskey 2, Echo United, United, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. 7-3s, Semper Paratus, we'll see you in the pileups. Take care. Have fun. Is there any other Coast Guard veteran out there wishing to check into the net before we QSY? Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary? All right, we're going to QSY to 14300-14300. Thanks, everybody, for checking in to this week's edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Kilowatt Echo 7 Alpha, Kilowatt Echo 7 Alpha. This is Kilowatt Echo 7 Alpha. Thank you very much for the call. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in Texas. Texas, you're 5-4, 5-4, over.
Also, I just have a
Roger, roger. Yeah, conditions pretty bad right now, but good to get a chance to work you. NI6BB, Whiskey 5, Kilowatt Echo 7 Alpha, KE7A, 73s. KD8BWO, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Woo! You're way, way, way down there under the table. Over. And thank you very much. Oh, geez. Here, let me hit the tune button real quick. All right, that should be better. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net for the next 60 minutes here on 14300. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's overcast but warm, about 85 degrees, thunderstorms in the forecast, and hopefully they'll just kind of hold off until we get later in the afternoon. Looks like the museum ship weekend is going strong. A lot of good museum ships up on the air, and I've managed to work a few. Hope to work a few after the net is over today. Do we have any Coast Guard, active duty Coast Guard on the frequency? Any active duty Coast Guard from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie? Any active duty Coast Guard or relays for active duty Coast Guard? Hearing none, let's see if we can work our way up to the Pacific Northwest. Hopefully we've got some propagation today up to the Seattle area, looking for Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta AL7DD.
Copy, your 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, I'll copy.
Well, I actually have some. It's not too strong, but I got you're moving the S meter. That's more than most of them are doing. Over.
Yeah, well, it's pretty thin on 327.
Yeah, it pretty thin there, and I've barely worked one West Coast station, and had two or three others say they on the internet that they couldn't hear me. So. It's bad again today, but nevertheless, we've still managed to work a few museum ships, and I even snuck down to 14260 something a few seconds ago and worked the battleship Iowa before coming up here. So there you go. Over.
Well, very good. Rob was calling you on 327, but I don't think you heard him.
I did not, and I got a note from him that I did, and I regret that I didn't hear him. Why don't you, if you heard him, give him a call. Maybe he's still sticking around. Over.
Okay, NB8R, NB8R, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. You copy, Rob? NB8R. NB8R, NB8R, Rob, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta calling. No response.
Roger that. Well, we'll stand by and see what happened this week in Coast Guard history. Over.
Okay. This week, better identify W5CGCAL 7 Delta Delta. Now, this week in Coast Guard history, in 1794, the Third Congress authorized an additional 10 revenue cutters and gave the Treasury Department the responsibility for lighthouses, beacons, buoys, and piers. And in 1912, the Nova Rupta Katmai volcano erupted near Kodiak, Alaska, from June 6th through the 9th, 1912. Revenue cutter Manning and other cutters, as well as personnel, assisted in relief efforts, including providing fresh water to the inhabitants of Kodiak, distributing relief supplies, and building a new village for the displaced inhabitants. The new village was named Perry, after the commanding officer of Manning, Revenue Captain J.W. Perry, U.S. Revenue Cutter Service. Captain Perry also established a refugee camp for places persons displaced by the falling ash. And in 1946, the Coast Guard returned to operation under the Treasury Department after the end of World War II. In 1948, the Coast Guard Training Center at Cape May, New Jersey was established as a receiving center for initial classification, outfitting, and indoctrination of recruits. The primary reason for this move from the training station at Mayport, Florida, which was then decommissioned, was to locate more centrally the services facilities for handling recruits. I know I made it through that. And in 1966, the Coast Guard explosive loading detachment 1 and 2 arrived in South Vietnam and were assigned to the U.S. Army Logistics Command. And in 1923, a Coast Guard team from Air Station Barber Point returned from a mission supporting storm relief efforts on Guam following Typhoon Mawar. Coast Guard District 14 reported 31 Coast Guard personnel out of Air Station Barber's Point supported 3 aircraft, plus 97.3 hours of flight time, transported 396,231 pounds of cargo and 169 passengers. During the relief effort, the team completed 19 vital missions across 33 sorties. A major task for the Barber's Point team was delivering supplies to Rota, an island of about 1,800 people in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, a U.S. territory neighboring Guam that was also hit by the typhoon. So that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history, over.
Roger, roger, roger. Thank you very much for that, sir. Appreciate it very much, and we'll see if we can get back in touch with you at the bottom of the hour and see if we can work some Alaskans and Hawaiians and so forth. Over.
Yeah, roger. Gus won't be on this week. He's traveling on the mainland here in Portland with his wife, so he won't be on. Over.
Ah, that's right. That's right. I'd forgotten about that. All right, sir. Very good. We'll see what we can do from here for a bit. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Any Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the Coast Guard Net. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, listening on 14300 for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Again, please. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. I think I'm kind of like hearing that call sign, I think, in my sleep. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. You're so weak it's just terrible. But I've got you in the log. How are you doing, Art? We haven't chatted for a while. I think you said, did you say you're headed to Florida? I'm not getting any of that. Nick AL7DD, did you copy any of that? He probably can't even copy me. Anybody got a copy on WB2ELD can relay the message? Got no help, Art. Doggone it. You're just not strong enough here right now. Good to talk with you a little bit that we could, and I hope you're doing okay. Over. Okay, your signal came up. What were you trying to tell me?
I was just trying to tell you that we were in Florida for the month of May.
You were in Florida for the month of May. Okay, now I gotcha. Well, I hope you had a good time down there. I know it was hot and dusty for the most part in most of Florida. So, welcome home. I'm sure the weather is more to your liking. Take care up there. WB2ELD, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s.
Okay, Dick, 73s. We'll catch you next week.
All righty. Looking for additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Any Coast Guard veteran, Coast Guard, Coast Guard Auxiliary, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard veterans, U.S. Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard. Okay, I think I heard one, but out on the West Coast. Let me see if I actually heard AA7AZ coming around towards the west, towards the state of Oregon, looking for additional help here. AA7AZ, was that you?
Good morning, Dick. I was beginning to wonder whether you were going to hear me or not. Conditions are not very good this morning. Well, we just got back from making a trip to Port Angeles. I figured that I would I'd make one more trip to Port Angeles. I haven't been there in many, many years, but that was my hometown. Gosh, that town has really done some growing. And, I went back, took a look at the old home place, and it appears to be in disrepair. So, here's somebody says some ground. Came back, I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I came back with a terrible cold, and I'm just gonna lay low and I still got it. And Hermiston is supposed to be hot.
It's supposed to be hot. I just saw a flash on my phone here yesterday that it was going to be hot for a couple of days. So, but I didn't take notice to what the temperature was going to be. But I would rather imagine it's probably going to be up in the range of 100 or thereabouts. Back to you, Dick. W5CGC, AA7AZ.
All right, AA7AZ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Your signal built during the transmission, Jim. Did you say Port Angeles, Washington? Is that where you went?
Roger, roger.
Yeah, well, goodness gracious. You didn't have to see Fred, did you? K7LF or K7ZUT?
No, I sure didn't. I had good intentions. I had hoped to see him, but the way I was feeling, I didn't want to pass along what I had to somebody else. So I just figured, I'll just go ahead and pass on it. But I definitely had threat in my mind. But as a matter of fact, every time I went by Bagley Road, where I think he lives. And I did that a couple of times. I said, gosh, sure wish I could go up there and visit, but I chose not to. I'll go ahead.
Understood. Well, very good. Well, I'm glad you're back home now and maybe feeling a little bit better. Hope that cold gets out of the system there quicker, sooner than later anyway. Thanks for checking in with us today. Conditions are really, really bad right now, but they've been really, really bad every Saturday. So I'm always happy to be able to work anybody I can hear. Alpha, Alpha, 7, Alpha, Zulu. Big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, sir. We'll look for you next week. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, out of Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm looking towards the West Coast now, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard. Any Coast Guard veteran, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. AL7DD, you want to give it a try from up there?
We'll see what we can do. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4, Net Control. Looking for those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors that serve with Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary, want to check in to the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Houston, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Dick. No wonder you can't hear Dick. You're a little too close for 20 meters. All right, Al, we'll take care. 7 degrees, and again, some per parada.
Okay, clear with St. 6 Alpha Hotel Delta. Looking for more stations that have served U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard Reserve. Our public health service doctors that serve with Coast Guard. You're early, Larry.
All right, well, I'll mark you down. JL7IQQ.
How's things up in Nikiski now?
40 degrees, heavy rain and wind.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, you guys can't catch a break.
Well, we had a few good days, but today just ain't just a rain day and a
rain. Yeah, you have to get your trash bags out.
Roger that. I'll let you pick up all the things. I copy this.
Okay, Larry. Well, you want me to call you at the bottom of the hour, or are you going to run off? Oh, okay. Well, all right. JL7IQQ, we heard you pretty good. Anybody else?
Sir, in the U.S. Coast Guard, want to check in to the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Unit?
Well, W5CTC, Palima 7 Delta Delta, I got two. Larry said he's going to stay around. But I did get Al down in Houston, over.
Roger, roger. Very good, sir. I can actually hear Larry, KL7IQQ, down here a little bit. Maybe we should move some of those museum ships up to Alaska.
Well, you might get the Turner Joy. I know they're going to be operating.
Well, they usually do, at least for a little while. It'd be nice if they did come up. I'm seeing a couple of them I haven't worked. USS Laffey is up right now, another a nice museum ship. So, I don't know. We'll hopefully some of them will stay up long enough for me to come and get them here in a little bit. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard. Okay, I heard a November, and that's about all I got. Did you get anything, Nick? The November something station for the Coast Guard Net. Try again.
Yeah, it's the Midway. I think that's Randy on board the Midway.
Well, go ahead and grab him. I've already worked the Midway, so, Ben, go ahead.
Anybody's looking for the USS Midway down in San Diego, go down and make a contact with them. Anything else, sir? Okay, well, very good. Go ahead.
Okay, well, very well. Give him my regards, and thank you for coming up this morning.
Appreciate it. Okay, well, very good. Thank you again. Thanks for Paratus. W5CGC, AL7 Delta Delta.
They're doing better than I am. I'm not. I just barely heard them this time around, but that's good. I worked them last night, so I got them in my logbook. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see if we have any Coast Guard veterans out there looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha November Hotel.
We'll take you early. Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha November Hotel. And how you doing up there? Over.
Good morning. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, AL7DD. Well, it seems like there wasn't too many people here, so I figured I'd catch him before he goes to Alaska. Doing all right. Can't complain. Going to be about 80 degrees today, so can't complain about that. But there's been a lot of wind, a lot of storms, and a lot of hail. Not over my house, thank God, but there's been a lot of damage out to the east part of Colorado. Over.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I think they have that forecast for us here. Later this afternoon and overnight into tomorrow, hopefully it will go somewhere else, or it won't happen at all. That'd be even be better. So, that's we've had our share of storms this year. Over.
Yep, roger, roger. Seems to be a lot of tornado warning. We haven't had it right here at our house. We're okay, but I'll tell you, not very far to the east, and eastern part, Oklahoma, and going into Kansas, and the northeast corner of Colorado, been hit hard. And Gulf Coast high hail doesn't help anything. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I tell you what, that's really a tough year as far as weather is concerned. How about you? How's your weather? Are you doing okay? Any tests or any doc's appointments this week?
Well, still going to the hospital for examinations. Got another one Wednesday, but everything is improving. Let's just put it that way. And it seems to be healing the way they expect it to heal. I can finally see the numbers on the radio again. Over.
Well, that is awfully good that you can see the numbers on the radio. We want you to be able to find our frequency each week. Over.
Well, it was difficult for a while, but I can actually see the numbers. And on the Kenwood radio, I can see the red dots now that indicate the different modes and what have you. Over.
That's an improvement. And do they expect to have it continue to improve?
Supposed to continue to improve. I can actually see around the floater in the right eye. If I cover up the right eye, the left eye is 100% now. If I cover up the left eye, I can see with the right eye, but I'm still looking around a couple of floaters, but they're not covering the entire eyeball now, so I can see around them. Over.
Well, that's good news. Hopefully that'll continue to improve, and you can get to use both of your peepers there again. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for checking in early, Carl, and letting us know. AL7DD, Nick, you want to say anything to Carl?
Oh, just thanks to the radio room picture there, Carl, and glad to hear you're doing a lot better. Over, over.
Roger, roger. Nick, doing a lot better. Thanks to you guys making me get up and walk around and what have you. I bumped into a wall for a while, but I'm not bumping into walls anymore. I just bumped into my son, and he's picking on me. But thank God, over.
I lost him.
Oh, he lost you there, Carlton. But you're bumping into your son. Is that what I heard?
Yep, roger, roger. He takes care of me, thank God. And if I had to drive now, I could drive, but I don't drive, so I let him do it. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, driving would be a little bit challenging, I guess. So, anyway, you have a good afternoon. Thank you for checking in with us. We'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus.
Roger, roger. Thanks for being there. Continue on.
And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Mike Goff again?
Kilo 4, November Mike Goff.
Kilo 4, November Mike Goff. Antenna's coming around to you. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Dick. This is Colin in Orlando. Kilo Echo November in Orlando, Florida. Boy, your AL7 station was just booming in here really strong. And just wanted to check in. The band conditions, as we all know, are horrible, so I'm really happy to hear that I'm able to even get in here today. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie and the Coast Guard Net from Kilo 4, November Mike Golf.
All right, very good, Ken. Well, it's good to have you on board, and you know, the good to hear the station in Colorado was coming in nice and strong down in Florida, but I guess you guys have finally gotten some rain down that way. Is that a Roger?
Yeah, we got some rain, and it's been raining actually quite a bit this past week. Now we got the Sahara dust.
It's always something, like the late Gilda Radner used to say. And it wasn't the Colorado station that was booming in here. It was the Alaska station, the AL7. I think it was AL7DD or something close to that. Boy, he was just romping in here a few minutes ago.
He's up in Seattle, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. He's up in Seattle. So you might have, we had a KL7 IQQ on a little bit earlier from Alaska. Maybe, I don't know if you got on here enough time to hear him or not.
Oh, no, then it was the Seattle station. So evidently propagation is working very well between Seattle and here right now. But boy, nobody else is booming in here. You're strong. You're about S8, S9 sometimes, but you're generally about 20 to 30 over.
Roger, Roger. Well, it's a bad day. Again, 6 weeks in a row, I think. All right, Ken. Well, thanks for checking in with us. Good to have you on board today. Kilowatt 4, November, Mexico Golf. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick. Do you want me to put out a call from Florida for you before I go?
Sure. Why not? Go ahead and see what happens.
All right. Anybody wanting to check into the Coast Guard Net, come now.
Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo.
Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo. Went a little fast for me there. I think I got it. Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo. Good afternoon, sir. My name's Ken. I'm in Orlando, Florida, and I'm just a temporary relay for Dick, W5CGC for the Coast Guard Net. Come on in here, give us your name, and are you prior Coast Guard? Over.
Yeah, copy that. My name is Ryan. I'm here in the Texas Panhandle, and I am not former Coast Guard, but thank you for what you do.
Oh, okay, Ryan. Well, that's great. Well, that's probably why you weren't here in our net control, Dick. He's in Texas also. And even though you weren't prior Coast Guard, we thank you for your wishes.
And we thank you for checking in. Over. Oh, copy that. So y'all have a good weekend. Appreciate it. Bad conditions are not great today, but you're coming across good. You're about a 5-9 on me right now.
Okay, Ryan. Well, thank you very much, buddy. I'll give it to you one more time, and then I'll just check once more for Dick and see if anybody else wants to check in, a former Coast Guard. Over.
Can you verify that call sign, please?
Yeah, Dick. It's Kilo Bravo 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo. Is that correct, Ryan? Kilo Bravo 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo. Over.
No, it's Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo.
Oh, yeah, that's what you said. I just didn't write it down clearly. Correction, Dick. His call is Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo. Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo. My mistake. That's what he said. I just didn't write it down right. Over.
That's all right. I'm actually surprised I'm hearing him down here in Dallas-Fort Worth from up in the panhandle of Texas. Thanks for checking in, Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Quebec Kilo, and K4, November Mike Golf. Thank you very much for that, and we'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to both. Over.
Okay, 7-3, Dick. K4, NMG clear.
KG5, HQK.
Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll turn things over to you and see what you can do with the Alaska boys. Over.
Okay, well, when you turn your antenna, I could just barely tell you were there. But anyway, we're going to bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. I hope
what we've been getting most of the spring is those lows coming out of the Gulf there, coming over southeast and then right into our area, and we haven't been very warm, but we got this high pressure building over us today. It's supposed to get into the 80s, over. Portion right now. We're in almost moderate drought.
Compadre.
Yeah, I guess we got quite a mess.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to keep up with it. You know, I just had my deck redone and restained and all that. It was looking so nice, and now I have to go out there and get that stuff off of the deck, and it always makes a spot. So that pristine, nice wooden back deck has got polka dots on it now.
That's what Glenn had on his back porch.
Oh, goodness. Well, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. AL7DD, point your antenna at California and see if you can work up any West Coasters. Over.
Okay, and yeah, the guys in Alaska said that they heard you quite good. Over.
I heard a couple of them. I heard KL7IS, and every once in a while I'd get a little sound from Glenn, KL0 Quebec Zulu. Didn't hear Larry IWC at all, but I could hear IQQ pretty well. But, yeah, it's extremely long skip. I should probably be trying to work some of those European museum ships. If they would get up on 20, I would, but they were all on 40 meters for some dumb reason. Go ahead there, Nick.
Okay, well, another 15 minutes, you can run off and see some. This is AL-7 Delta, Delta 4 net control, heading south, looking for those that served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors and service Coast Guard, call now. Any of you guys down there in California that served in the U.S. Coast Guard want to check in to the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? Well, Richard, I didn't hear anything out of California. They're all probably out running around in the sun. Over.
Yeah, or something. All right, we'll turn the antenna back over towards the East Coast because I know conditions are so bad. If I don't do that, nobody will have heard me, and we'll see what we can do from there. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilo Sierra 4, X-ray uniform.
Kilo Sierra 4, X-ray uniform, go ahead. Yeah, Roger that. I'm a little bit concerned about later this afternoon. It's beginning to look kind of ugly out there.
Yeah, I just went outside to do something, and it is a little, but I don't think they're calling for too much tonight. I mean, you can never tell at this time of year. But tomorrow night is supposed to be really bad. I don't know. I'll have to make sure I got the cars in the garage for sure. But other than that, we don't have too much to pass on this time. Just trucking along and trying to make things right. Hope conditions will do good so I can work some of the museum shows this weekend. We got a couple of them, two or three last night, but we'll see what happens with it. Back to you. This is KS4XQ73. Have a great weekend.
Okay, very good, Chuck. 73s to you, Semper Paratus, and thanks for making the long haul all the way from North Lake, Texas, to South Lake, Texas. That'll give you an idea how close together. Kilo Sierra 4, X-ray uniform, Whiskey 5. You're the second local station. I actually talked to somebody in Colleyville a little bit earlier. This is beginning to be a pattern. Over. Yeah, it's been discussed. Kilo Sierra 4 X-ray uniform, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. 73, Semper Paratus to you, and good to have you on board. Do we have any other Coast Guard veterans out there, those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Again, please, I heard somebody. Kilo, India, 4, Whiskey, India, Kilo. I had to turn my hearing aids up, but I got you in there. Not too strong, but hey, we'll take anybody we can get anywhere, anytime. How are things over in Virginia, George? Over.
Thank you.
Roger, George. Very good. Just real light, but man, well, at least we got you in there. If we had any propagations on Saturdays, it would be pretty incredible. It's about 6 weeks in a row now where we haven't been able to hear much of anything. Kilowatt India 4, Whiskey India Kilo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus from here in Texas. Take care.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Zulu, Papa, that Whiskey 5.
The Kilo, Quebec 4 station again?
Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Zulu, Papa.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Zulu, Papa. Welcome to the Coast Guard Net.
Hey, Roger on that. Yeah, I've got you in East Tennessee here in the Smoky Mountains, and you are just burying my needle.
Well, it's like that today. We either have S9 Plus or hardly anything. You know, the guy that I just talked to is not too far from you. Any prior military service, sir? I'll put that in the logbook.
Roger, I'm a veteran of the Army.
Thank you, sir, for your service in the Army. Your signal is nice and strong down here in Texas, too. You're about a 5.9 plus. Over.
Roger, on the 5.9 plus. Where in Texas are you?
In the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Roger, on the Dallas-Fort Worth. We're up in the Smoky Mountains, in the heart of the resort country, up in Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Sevierville.
Roger that. Well, thank you very much for checking in with us today. Hope you're having a good Saturday. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu, Zulu, Papa. Nice to have you in the log. Thank you for your service in the Army. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Again, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard. November 3, Sierra India Papa. I'm just barely making everybody out, it seems like. Got you, Larry. Hope all is well up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're just hanging out. It's a little drizzly here, off and on. So we're just kind of hanging out here listening to the radio. You just came up, you gave the best signal you had, but it was only like a 5 or 6.
All right, Larry, glad we're able to get you checked in. I hope you can hear over all the lawn equipment noise out in the outside the shack here. N3 SIP W5 Charlie Golf Charlie 7-3 Semper Paratus. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilo, Zulu 4, Echo Uniform.
Kilo, Zulu 4, Echo Uniform. By golly, Bill, you finally made it through. Got your check-in online, but sounds like the signals have come up a little. Over. Roger, Roger. Kilo Zulu 4, Echo Uniform. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Look for you next week. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard. This is the weekly U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net here on 14300, looking for Coast Guard veterans. Haven't heard Whiskey Bravo 4, Charlie Mary Peter, WB4 CMP. Are you down there? No Mr. Ray. No Mr. Ray down there at all. So let's go up, try another direction. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard. Coast Guard Reserves. Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 14300, the weekly U.S. Coast Guard amateur radio net. Well, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, looks like we're about got all of them. I think we're going to get for the day. Appreciate your help. I'm not going to go up on 327. It's pointless. Fact of the matter is, I've been thinking of late to just kind of scrap that whole thing and not even go up there. I think we pretty much get all of them between the 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock hour here on Eastern Time. Over.
I agree with you very good. We'll let you turn her over to Don, DA6 Fox Hotel. I don't think I'll hear him, but we'll let you turn it over to Don, and then you can go do some Jason, over.
Roger that. I'm going to have to take a real quick break before I do that and talk to the lawn crew, but... we will. I don't know how much fun we're going to have this afternoon because I don't know how many of these ships we're going to hear. The conditions are just that bad. So with that, you might stick around. I don't know whether I'll hear Victor Alpha 6 Papa, VA6FH, Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel or not, because you're very, very light right at the moment, but I'll give it a try. Victor Alpha 6. Foxtrot Hotel. Here's Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. All right, this is the last call for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net for today. There will be no follow-up session on 14327 today. This will be it. Conditions are poor. Other things to do. This is Victor Alpha, calling Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel. Are you there? Nick, go ahead. Would you give him a call? Maybe he can hear you from Seattle.
Okay, we got you on the log, over. Okay, 73 Semper Paratus, Rick. KL2 pop the mic down to 87 Delta Delta. And let me bring the plot over toward John, VA6 Fox Hotel,
Roger, Roger. I barely have you. So 73s, Nick, thank you for all your help. We'll turn it over to the Maritime Service Network. AL7DD, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie Clear, and Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH, and the Maritime Service Network are next. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. I can just barely tell you're there, we've just got no traffic today at all. Nobody, over.
Well, you're an S7, solid S7, good audio in Telestridge, over.
Yeah, it's coming back. It's picking up a little bit. My waterfall just went almost totally blank there for a second. We've been chasing the museum ships today, and I'm you know, right now, I'm not sure there's going to be much catching. Over.
Oh, that would be too bad. I moved my beam a little bit too far for you, but this is okay. Well, have yourself a great weekend, and give that puppy dog of yours that man.
I will, and we're not going to continue on with conditions the way they are today. We're just going to call it a day. So this is it for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net for this week. We'll see you next week here on 14300 Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie 73.